and I apologize for the confusion. I want to try it tonight. I want to try to be mefaret Yasser Chova, what we saw last week, and then continue weiter. We saw Pasuk Mishlei state Lev. I'm sorry. It's Pnei Maven Chachma. It's Pnei Maven Chachma. Ve'ini Ksil B'Ksearet. So the bets and it's two types of approaches, focuses in life. There's the Ksil, who's always looking B'Ksearet. His focus is not necessarily the matzav in front of him, and not necessarily. It's always not the matzav in front of him. It's always beyond. In the Chacham, he's looking before him. The Chacham is always concentrating on a matziv, what's in front of his face, the present, the sugi he's learning that day, that seder, the chavrusa that he has, the shir that he has, it's before him. When we madgish, both of these people are looking for the same thing. They're not looking for two separate things. Both of these people, the Chacham and the Ksil, or both of these netiyas, they're looking for hatzlocha. We're both looking for Hatzlocha. The Chacham is also looking for Hatzlocha. But the question is, where is Hatzlocha? Where is the Tchum of Hatzlocha? Where is the territory of Hatzlocha? Is Hatzlocha being successful? Hatzlocha means being successful. Kadosh Baruch Hu created an atiyah in the Keichas and Nefesh of the person that he wants to be successful. And it's a positive, can you hear? It's a positive Hagosha. It's a positive Hagosha in a person that he can feel successful. Hatzliach. That's when he's able to throw himself in, he's able to be ambitious, he's able to push himself, and he's successful. The shayla over here is, where is the success? So the netiyah ha-shitchiyas, the shitchiyas dech netiyah is simple. Where's the success? Take a look around. Look where the success is. At the finishing line. You're starting in the first day because you're a starter, you're a beginner. You're a beginner. But where's the success? The success is at the end of the mesechta, a shleimus in the sugya, all the pratim of the sugya, finishing the chelik of Shulchan Aruch, finishing, sometimes it's getting the best chavrus in the shir, getting to the best shir in the yeshiva, getting to the best yeshiva, getting the best stellar in the yeshiva, becoming the Rosh Yeshiva. That's success, right? When you're starting, that's not where success is. The Chacham says, no, it's only a fun of. The Chacham says it's a fun of. And here's the big difference. Because a person is able to throw all his koichas and nefesh into where the success. So if the success is in the, to where the Tetzah and the Chitzonis Digger world seems to be, where the Tetzah, the final big product is, so Be'etzem, everything I'm doing now to get there is all just like a Tanai. It's like a tax, it's a Tanai. I have to do this if I want to get there, Nebuch. I have to do this if I want to get there. You know? Nebuch. You don't know. It's as if you have to stand on a line out of the embassy. Standing in line out of the embassy for like 3 hours. You don't even know if you're going to get in, but you don't have a chance to maybe get in if you stand in the line. You don't even know. You don't even know where you're going. But hey, yeah, try. What can you do? You do. Yeah. What am I doing? I'm not sure what I'm doing here now. But okay. You can't throw yourself in. So you're not right now in the arena, in the tchum, in the territory of Hatzlocha. Hatzlocha is the Ksearetz. And everyone, again, there's a lot of different levels of Ksearetz, but it's beyond you. It's not where you are right now. The Chacham knows. And the Chacham knows that the success lies in what's in front of him. The success lies in front of him. How? So again, we spoke about it last week, we're going to say a little bit this week, we're going to build it as his own. Because he knows that if he's matzliach in the matziv that's in front of his dalam, his situation today, that's a derech that's muftach matzloch. That's muftach matzloch. He knows that if he's on the way of matzloch, moshul ma'adav erdoim, person, if you go, you're driving down a highway in a regular good country, not a third world country, but a solid, developed country, you can have, I'd rather know how to drive, but when the cars, you can have highways that go hundreds and hundreds of miles. And you start, and you go, you don't think, you know you're going to come, you know you're going to go somewhere. Because it's a highway, and it's going to lead you. You don't say, I don't even see my destination in the thing, but It's a derech petucha. You know when you have the agosha bitochen that you're going to go. The Chacham is able to throw all his koiches on the front of And he's able to feel that tzlocha is l'fanav. Why? I am not yet at the end of Aber. He's able to feel and know that if he maximizes what he is and doing right now today, he's on the way of Hatzlocha. And that's what we have to get to. If we want to clinch the sugi, if we want to make the switch that we spoke about the last 2 weeks, so there are people who are going places, they're moving, they're thriving, they're doing, wherever they are, they're moving. They're not only yushed out. We're going to have to get to that matzav of the chacham that we're able to feel, because we're looking for Hatzlocha, we're looking for Hatzlocha. But we have to be able to feel that no matter what situation we are, no matter how far we are away from the end of the finishing line, no matter how bleak our situation looks in front of us, aber if we're going to oitzen this situation, then we're going to go to the end. That's what we're looking for. Oh, so let's go a step further. The Chochem again, and that's the thing, he's able to focus. His Einayim is only in his Dalet Amos. So what? We just said this, I'm speaking it out. So what does that mean? That means, what we mean to say is, that, okay, no matter what happens in what's Lefanov, it's okay. He pats himself on the back and he says, Sameach Bechelka, and he says, okay, whatever I do, whatever happens today is okay or not today, not good. Whether or not I space out or I don't space out, no. I'm just clarifying. That's not the sugya kapon we're doing in this chelik levadim. What happens when somebody tries his best kavyochol, and he's not, he doesn't try his best because he fails. He sleeps on the job. That's not what we're talking about. This chelik levadim, maybe we'll talk about the hemshech. I'm not talking about in the beginning of the levadim somebody who is not being matzliach to put all his koiches in what's lefonov. If there's a Seder today and you went to sleep and you went to the beach for whatever reason because Chavis Neshuas, I'm not talking about that. That's another sugi. You have to know how to not be misuyayish from that. That's not my sugi. I'm talking about from before. Somebody has the koiches. He has the koiches and he's on, he's there. But the question is, he feels like to put all my koiches in today, that's not where that tzloch is. And this is the Chochem. The Chochem says, if I'm atzliach in today's Dalet Amos in what's Mashal Lefonov, he's muftach. So what does it mean to be matzliach on Lefonov? We said before, the Hagosha is, it means to maximize 100%. We're talking about a matzlichan. We're talking about two, what they call in the Hebrew, matzlichan. You're a matzlichan, a successful person. Shaz, we're successful. Be successful, put all your koiches, put all your einayim in the situation today. We say in Yiddish, nitzir ois arasoif. Maximize it. Take it until the end. That's the way that you're going to be in this highway. That's the only way you're going to be in a highway. What does that mean? Every Seder means being present, bekamus, and beichus. That's called, you gotta check. That's called, you gotta check. If it's a sugya, your Rebbe, for whatever reason, decided, he said he only wants to learn the Rishonim, not the Achronim. You have a sugya and a Rebbe, you think you like learning Achronim, but yeah, he only wants the Rishonim. Okay, but there's a guy who says, I'm not sure, no, he's getting with the Rebbe, whatever you want, I'm gonna get it 100%. You go to a Rebbe who, he's giving a shir, and for whatever reason, it's taking him a long time, but he wants to stone one Rashi the entire shir. I start saying, like, I'm talking to my friend afterwards, coming to the Moshe shir, he's barfing me 75 things, and I, whatever he's saying, one Rashi. One, like, the Chacham says, okay, but let me get every last knetch. How did he buy the Rashi, the Kasha, and the Teretz, and how did he develop it, and look how he said it, and understand it, and try to do everything you could of him. The Chacham maximizes. This is a tenai in the Chochem, and making the derech is when you maximize situation. What we saw last week from the Sephono and Yosef Atzadik, that's what Yosef Atzadik did. Yosef Atzadik maxed out his situation in Poitifera's house, in Beis Poitifera, Poitifera, when he was in the Beis Asurin. He maxed out. And believe it or not, when you look into the Watch Lefonov, there's on an end sheer of being maximized. This Yosoid, what I'm Max Lefonov is what I call the Yosoid, which then Chazal. Mishnah of Loza ben Yaakov Kavanoki. Klan Shas. Loza ben Yaakov. You pass him like a Loza ben Yaakov every time he argues, at least with a Yochid. You pass him like a Loza ben Yaakov. Why? Because Mishnah of Loza ben Yaakov Kavanoki. Zokarashi Kav is a very small measure. The amount of times that Loza ben Yaakov said a member in Shas compared to many other Melatanoim, for instance, of Shim ben Yechai, is much less. Much less. Many other Tanoim said much more. I think the Rosh one place says it's Taka Kuf based. 102 times. A kapanim, it's a small amount of time. It's a small amount of times. But every time we pass another, why? Because it was kav finoki. It was totally rain. It was 100%. Whatever he did 100%. 100%. 100%. This is the mahalich of a chochem. He sticks on what's lefonov and he does it 100%. And this is muftach. Muftach that he's going to get to the end. He's going to win the gold medal. He's going to, Kaviyachal get a shleim was a gathus. If you do this, it's like a marshal. Everyone knows Maran Erevin, famous, a prader, from Maran Erevin, that Nundal Abbe is a prader. What did a prader do? A prader taught a Talmud. He had a Talmud. He got bench with a Shvacher Talmud. Imagine, guys, maybe we'll get a shtetl one day. You get a job, it'll also be the same thing. You get bench, you get the Shvachste Shir in the Yeshiva. Okay? You get a Chesnish. He got the Shvachste Bochim. He taught him 400 times. 400 times, it seemed like every day. I don't have how much time there is in a day, but it seemed like every time he taught him 400 times. The Gemara says one time, he taught him 400 times, and then afterwards he said he's still in Chab, because he told him there was a Dvar Mitzvah that day, and he wasn't sure the whole time he wasn't some Marukas. So he said, not 400 times. So the Gemara prayed to Zoyche, to a Moedig Madrega of Godless, he was able to be Mazake, his whole door to Oilam Haba. How did it work? This is very chashid, very vichid. I prayed and he sat down with the Talmud the first day, and he went to one, two, three times. What I'm a tzaddik, I don't care, you're right, I'm doing nothing, but I'm doing it. Hashem put me here, Nebuch, Hashem put me here, but I have to accept the gzeir of Hashem bitochen, and I have to do what I'm doing. No. He did it like we're saying now. He did it like a chacham. Prayed says, this is my Talmud, this is my mokum atzlacha. Teaching a shvacha person, someone should try it, there's a lot of different skills you could build. Clarity. You have to say something clear. Even if it happened the first time, even push it to hear the words you say. He might forget it to the next second. Oh, but to hear the words you say, you know what kind of clarity you have to say? Clarity means to find, I could talk about this for years, you talk about to find the right sentences, concise, consolidate your words. When you're teaching a shvacha talmud, a person also, there's a lot to hear what he's asking sometimes, and he asks interesting things, he brings new points. There's a whole tchum of being matzliach in the world that you're in. Repray that's borrowed to me, this was what Repray did. He was every single time, he was a Czech, he was Kavanoki. He was being matzliach, he's a matzliach. So he went fighter. That's why he was able to go 400 times, another 400 times. And that's why he was able to become a prayer. This is a matzliach. I mentioned this last week. Mr. Glusin Shlita. He says over many times, I wasn't there, I don't know. He says over all the time, the Rav Nosson Tzvi, wasn't around, the Rav Nosson Tzvi was a bacher, not a younger man. Rav Nosson Tzvi used to learn with shvacha people all the time. Any person in yeshiva, no matter how shvach he was, came and asked him from Chavusa, he used to always learn, no matter how it was. He wasn't looking for the spitz. Again, Stoma, a lot of times, he also came out in the regular Zdorm with Chashvir people, but he was mukhin to learn with anybody. This is the part. How do you do that? Mosi was time, he was doing Musa Seder. It's like, instead of me getting Malkus, I'll go learn with the shvach bocher. That's what he was doing. It's bar to me. He was a chacham, pnei meivim chachma. He said, this is the situation. Hashem brought it to me. This guy asked me right now. He brought it to me. Hashem is coming to me. Yeah? It's right now in front of me. Let me nitz it ois adasoif. You can make it into a ganse avoida. And he checked. He made a check. And that check creates a derech. We're going to have to see how this goes. And that made one of the greatest Roshivas of the Dar. That made the Roshivas of the Dar. This is the mahalach of pnei meivim chachma. We saw in Rabbeinu Yonah that the Mahalach of Pnei Meivim Chochma, we just, Be'etzim said this last now, we keep on talking about two tziyurim. The sugya Pnei Meivim Chochma is one, it's nageya to every person when they're starting anything, a maschil, that's the tziyur of Rashi and the Goyim. You're in the beginning, every time anybody is starting something, he right now is not having major tzitzos. You're just starting, you're not going to have major tzitzos, you barely know anything. First time you learn the Masechta, even every Zman, when you start a Masechta, anything you start Hilchos Shabbos and Mishneh Berurah, you start anything. You just Bechlal starting Mishneh Berurah. Anybody who's opening a Mishneh Berurah, he never learned the Shulchan Aruch, the Neis HaKelim, he's starting with the Mishneh Berurah. You're a Maschil. That's one tzir. Rabbeinu Yonah had it set another tzir. The tzir is that you got bad, like you just mentioned now, you got a bad chavrusa, bad shir, you got bad factors, bad kelim. Utensils, tools, just the shlight. That was a Bnei Yonah's seer. Bnei Yonah's talking about someone who's in a town, who he says there's not chachom there. What can I do? I'm the shvach yeshiva. You know, I'll be in brisk, but I got the hashkocha brought me to a shvach yeshiva. There's not the shkocha of people there. These are not necessarily the people who could really shtag. Nebuch, I learned in a yeshiva in America. I only was in Skabal to some yeshiva in Beit Shemesh. Who could have really learned over here? Who knows? I can't make it anyway. Rabbi Yonah says the same sugya. The Ksil is convinced he's not going to be Matzliach. And the Chacham utilizes Arasoif, whatever's here. He utilizes Arasoif, whatever's here. In this sugya of a person Be'etzem, he finds himself in a situation that he holds is not conducive to Hishtaiging, conducive to Hishtaiging, Be'etzem making switches. Mentioned last week, it's a very common, Shaila's coming all the time about this. There's a famous Hadracha that said over, I've heard it for the first time, B'Shem B'Futner, it's a Kutner Zuchan al-Vracha. Since then I heard it. B'Shem Adol Gen Arshim Gudel, it doesn't make such a difference who it is, I'm going to say B'Shem B'Futner. Zuchan Adol Gadol said it. He said it, I'm already taking a Kud of Hadracha, it's a famous Zog, one of his Mitzar for Dasogia. He said, the person comes over and he wants to know, so I switch it out. He got a certain shear, he thinks he could do better than another yeshiva. He lives in a neighborhood and he thinks, I'm in a certain shul and my shul is not good, I want to switch shuls. I want to make a switch, it happens all the time. Today we're switching all the time, we're changing all the time. Everything is changing, changing shittas, changing this, changing that. Changing the mahalach alimud, changing mahalach parenting, mahalach shalom bayis, mahalach this, mahalach therapy, mahalach everything. Changing. Zaka Vunner, the mission in Yusukkah, daf lamed zayin v'beis shteit. Kedua, and halal was sukkahs with menaniyah l'luluv. Beis Shammai says, menaniyah b'onah Hashem ha'shiyonah and Hashem ha'tzlichana. Beis Hillel says, only you, says halacha, only you. Ideas, shaking the lulav means moving. Shaking the lulav means you move. If you don't shake the lulav, you stay put. When I said it's tali, measure your situation. We're talking about someone who wants to move. Obviously, he feels like he's not maxing himself. Are you looking for more hatzlocha in the other case? If you're looking for more hatzlocha, but what you're doing right now is bearable. It's bearable. It's livable. It's just you could have more hatzlocha there. Stay in your place. Don't move. Ruchsech nishn. Don't move. If Yeshua, which means that right now, Poshet, you're not existing. You can't function with your... That's when Chanzal, then and only then do you move. Then and only then do you move. So the Pashtis, no one understands this. It's like an inyan from Betochen. If Hashem put you in a place until you muchruch to move, you don't move. Hashem put you in. Lidarkenu, it's mamish meduyik, this word. It's the sugi of Hatzlocha, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Hashem Hatzlocha. And it has to do with our posik. It's our posik. Now, Hadracha is, you want Hatzlocha. If you think that your key to Hatzlocha is to change the chavrusa, to change the shir, some people want to change their wives, some people want to change, whatever they want to change. The reason why I'm not Hatzlocha, if I have a wife who's machshuv Torah more, who goes on vacation less, who likes to buy clothing less, whatever they... If you think that's the reason why, Bistak Seal, you're never going to be Matzliach. You're Bistak Koifetz. You're not maximizing your situation. Hatzlocha does not lie in moving. Hatzlocha lies, we know that, again, let's go back to this. Kseya Oretz is failure. Kseya Oretz, anything beyond you is failure. You're mugbal always to Mashal Fanecha. The Dalit Amos Lefanecha. So you can ask me, so why by Yeshua do you move? The answer is very simple. By Yeshua, the reason why you're moving is not coming from Kseh Oretz. It's Minei Ubei. Yeshua, the Pshat, is the impetus when a person, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put in a person's system that he's, just like when your body's in danger, your nervous system starts malfunctioning. So when a person is in a matzah where it's Bekuach Nefesh, so it's Dal Amis, push him and tell him, I gotta make a move. So it's coming Mitoich, the little Mashal Fono. It's not coming Kseh Oretz. Aber Chacham never moves in Mashal Fono. Chacham never moves Mashal. The fear is a little mice before we want to take a medrash. That's a more period to be fired by Chava, what we said last week. So, I'm asking me a little bit afterwards. I've been born this last week. So, what does it mean? Yitak can never ever change. You never make changes. You never look at the bigger picture. You never look at the picture. You're just stuck. Mamish Mashal Fanecha. First of all, two things. First of all, a person does have to make changes. I mean, if a person went, for whatever reason, he ended off in Chvesnish, he ended off in Rebbe Elephant Shir, the first, he has to stay his whole life. 100 years on Rebbe Elephant Shir, he can't make a change. If he's learning with Yankel, he has to learn with Yankel his whole life. If a person chose a shul, he has to stay in the shul the rest of life. He can't staggle, let's say he grows out of that shul, or he thinks he's great, or yeshiva. A person can't have a change. A person has a shteller, he can't have a change. Havada, a person has to change it. But God could change it. Second, we spoke about it. But a person has to have big shifas. A person has to focus on the bigger picture. He has to think about shas, bigger hasogas, because if not, he doesn't push him. So what? So we spoke about lamaisa and answers like this. There's the yoim yoim, and that's called mashal fanecha. And then there's what's called bein haprokim, which usually for us is bein hazmanim. Sometimes maybe some people have it mishabbos to Shabbos. Dainu. There's your day in what you're doing every single day. That's mashal fanecha. When do you look at the bigger picture? You couldn't. Bein zman lizman, maybe every once in a while, but teich lizman, certain limited times. Look at the bigger picture. Right now, I'm not concentrating. I'm bein haprokim. Looking at the bigger picture. I know we said it's here. Very simple. We applied it last week a little bit. Let's take the basic cases that we had, a bunch of the cases. We spoke about the different types of a kiyas seder. It's mamish. Be'etzim, the way Chochem should look at things. I'm shooting, but for some reason in life, it doesn't work this way. Every time a person decides, we said it's here, a simple seder. Second seder, you could decide to go very quick. Very quick. If you're going very quick, a person can't, has limited koichas. Hashem made it that way. You can't be everywhere at once. You can't go very quick and get the same exact havana as you do when you go slow. It's not possible. Come on, not possible. Regular people, it's not possible. So you can go very quick, and you're going to be sacrificing at a certain level of Ian. It depends how quick you're going, how much you sacrifice. It's a shame. You can go slower, second seder. Come on, everyone goes a little faster, go slower, second. But then you're going to wake up at the end of Gittin, and you did all this, all the 30 blat together, first and second seder. 30 blat out of 90 blat. You're going to cover a lot of ground. Each one has pros, each one has cons. Like everything in life. There's a pro and there's a con. You make a good cheshbin bein hazman before you start, what you think the best thing, based on your last experiences, based on your individuality. Make achlota what is going to be your lefanecha for this man. Make achlota. Make a good achlota. But once you made that achlocha, you're in this man, and the Eitzahara is going to come to you with a narish atayna. You decided, let's say, to do bakiyas. And the Eitzahara is going to come to you in the middle of 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks into this man. He's going to say, oh, but you're missing havana. Shalom aleichem. Of course I'm missing havana. I'm asking missing havana. But I did not try to be matzliach in this man in Avona during second Seder. I said I'm going to maximize what's lefanecha. And what's lefanai, this man, is learning quicker. That's what I'm doing. Maybe next man. If I'll try to have to, I'll decide next man, I'll do that. And the same thing with the other guy. Reuven could shine one, Shimon could choose one. But what they all have to do is maximize lefanecha. Don't be cross-eyed. It's not every single thing like that. Give a bunch of examples. Every man you could decide. During this man, I'm going to put my whole kliches under the mesechdo or the dover hanilmad. Or am I also going to chazer what I learned last man? Again, every time you're giving up. If you decide to chazer what you learned last man, it's impossible. It's not going to take away etvos from what you're doing this man. It's not possible. No one is just as much in it. If he's in something 100% in it. It's not shame. If you do 100%, you're not going to remember as well what you did last man. No problem. Make the cheshbin. But make the cheshbin bein aprokim. Make the cheshbin. Work it. Think about it. 100%. Make the cheshbin bein aprokim. We spoke about, in the first week, we spoke about how people see there's so many shtochim, so many areas in the Torah. Also, you're not unlimited. You have a few extra, in the day, you have a few extra periods of time. You have 20 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Probably at the most, you have two extra periods that you can learn. Decide what you want. There's extra limudim. There's chumish, there's nach, there's halacha, there's musar, sometimes there's machshova. Some people want to learn Kabbalah, whatever you want. You can't learn all of them. Decide what you want to do that zman, and realize that during that zman you're giving up on the rest. Don't let the kseel of you come and start having agmas nefesh during it that you're not. That's not your, again, where are you measuring your atzlocha? Of course you're not doing nach this man. You didn't decide to do nach this man. You're not matzliach. You're being matzliach in the chumash that you're doing, in the mishnah that you're doing. I guarantee you, you're on the derech to become another world. I guarantee you. I guarantee you, if you just stay with your guns. Just look at what you're supposed to be doing. Stick at where you are. The pasuk says. That's a derech atzliach. Don't look at the kseoretz. So vada mizman lizman, you can do it. The exception to all of this is pekuach nefesh. Pekuach nefesh. So things change. And you're forced to change. I would, my muzgar, I'd probably suggest to ask a third party. Ask a rabbi, somebody else, if you talk up pekuach nefesh. But upon him, if it's Yeshua, you need Yeshua. But this is the gang. This is the gang. The Ravada, there's a Mishal Lefanecha. This is what you said your Seder is. A person gets a Shteller. He has a Shteller for a year in Mistama. He can't start during that year. That is his Tchum. That is his Zach. You have a Chavusa. That's your Chavusa for the Zman. I always say, like, why in the world do you have on your mind the option to learn to learn? You don't have any options. You don't have any options. This is l'fanecha. Be a chocham. A ksil is always, he has 50 options. And the tzad hashava is that he's not stuck to where he is. So we came out. And this is a Amorei Degazav. We came out last week. And I usually don't make guarantees. I usually don't make rash statements. We came out in a Amorei Degazav. That if a person is going to come after Me'ev Esm Shana, and to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask you, why won't you move Matzliach? He's never going to be able to say the answer is, I didn't have the right tools. He's not going to say that. That's not the answer. It's not because I didn't have the right wife. It's not because I didn't have the right chavrusa. It's not because I didn't have the right Rebbe. It's not because I didn't go to the right yeshiva. It's not because I didn't have the right derech halimut. That's not the reason. The reason, the answer is one thing. You didn't nutz ois enough ma'ashe l'fanecha. That's the only answer. That's going to be the only answer. And the more we get this clear, the more we'll be able to put everything. The answer is only going to be that shvacha chavrusa and that shvacha yeshiva. And maybe you have a shvacha wife, some or not, but maybe you think, you didn't nitz ois. You didn't nitz ois your thing. You're in a shul where the guys are so far from you, they're so this. You know what it means to be a shul member, to be a nemun, a shul member. Try to live in your bubble. Try to mashpi on the guys that are there. Try to be, get what you could from the matzah. Give your all in the situation. That's going to be the only reason why you're not going to succeed. That's the only answer. So I want to bring a raya brewer. Then I want to start the psicha to next week. It's before the chazal, which is parallel to the chazal we spoke about last week. Chazal are going with the pop psukim, famous psukim in Parshas Nisovim. Ki ha-mitzvah zois, asher noichi mitzavocha ayoyim le-nefneisi mimchov le-rechoiki. Rashi learns, it's Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Erev and Nunhei, it's going on Torah. Ki ha-mitzvah zois, asher noichi mitzavocha ayoyim le-nefneisi, it's not covered from you. It's not distant from you. That means the netiyah hativis is to feel it's hidden from me, it's far from me. Loi bashamayim ilemar. This is addressing someone who thinks it's high. I have to fast. I have to be in Himlin. I have to be a murdika hoicha person to have Torah. I'm a simple person right now. Loi bashamayim imialono shamayim yachelon vishmeno asovenase. Loi meyver layami. It's not out of your reach. It's not big tzioritz. Mi avalon alev yam kachel lon yeshmenu oisov v'nasena. Ki koro v'ilecha do v'moy b'fich b'vav chalas oisov. Chazal bring the Medrash, which Rashi, on the Pasek in Mishle, that we spoke about last this Lord, Alev ben Chochma, is quoting this Medrash, Chazal mekasha this parasha to our parasha. And I want to read, I'm going to read the full Medrash. I'm going to open up a little bit, tiny bit, and we're going to be mamshech next week. The Pasuk, another Pasuk in Mishle says, Romo is la'avil, Chochma is b'shar lo yiftach piu. Romo is la'avil, Chochma is b'shar lo yiftach piu. The matzav that a ksil, is, a veil is not exactly a fool, it's also a little different type of Lashon, a veil, his Chochma is b'shar, he sees Chochma is b'shar lo yiftach piu, he doesn't open his mouth. Listen to Lashon Chazal. Rabbanan Omi, atipish hazeh nichnas la'beis ha'knesses, v'roi ois and oiskin b'tor. He comes into the mirror and he sees the raya shev chabura. Where do I start from? So they start telling him the Seder. Well, similar to the old Rishima that I said the first week. Tichila Kerbe, Megillah. Megillah doesn't mean Gilas Esther, means they used to learn, have small pchalokim of Torah in Megillas. Rachakach b'sefer, rachakach b'nevim, rachakach b'ksuvim. Ah, you think you're finished. Kshigoyim es ha-mikru, you just finished Tanakh, showing us a Talmud. Rachakach, you think Talmud, halachis. Vacharkach, Hagodas, Kitzer, whose stomach's Kitzer, they told him the whole regime. Kivan Shishemea Kach, Oimer Belimoi, a Mosa and Ilam Kozois, he gets, he is Gomer, he is Muchlet, the Choizim and Ashar, Abi Bashar Leftach Pil. No way, I'm not even close. I can't even in a million years dream that I'm going to even get there. I'm so far away. It doesn't start. Om Rabbiana, I Moshel Madover Doime, Lekikur Shetoli Bavi. There was once a kikar that was really high. Go back to your camp days in the gyms. They had these really high buildings. And in the rafters, is a kikar really high, 100 feet up on the rafters. Tipish oimer, mi yuchol aviyoy. The most I can jump is maybe a foot or two. I can't get that. Pikech oimer, loy echad tola oisai. He's beer with this. Maybe we'll get back to it. Pikech said, well, I had to get there originally. So what does he do? Mevi sulam. Oikana, he either brings a ladder or he brings a big rod or moirid, I say. Kach. Zok the Chazal is a mushul for limitar. Mishu tipish, again, I was magged so many times. We're not talking about a tzaddik and a rosha. We're talking about a smart person and a stupid person. Because I'll keep on talking about be smart. The sugi that we're dealing with is pashut smart. It's an approach, it's smartness. We're not talking about tzaddik. We're talking about a smart person. Mishu tipish, mishu tipish, not a bright person, and mishu tipish, I'm he must say, Krakala Tarakula, any exil bexerets. Mishu pikeach, ma oise, shine a perik echad bechol yoim beyoim. Why? Because that's what's lefanov. He says, I'm going to take a perik at a time. Another place that says halach at a time. He's going to take one sugi at a time, one din at a time. Ad shemesayim kol ha-torakul, eventually he comes to kol ha-kadosh, kol ha-torakul. So we're going to have to see what is the sulam. Sorry, it's a tiny bit late, but it's going to start late. You have to see what the sulam is. That's what I want to talk about next week. But shteita, that this is the same sugi. Fear to ois the medrash, and this is what I want. Fear to ois the medrash, and this is all back in the pasuk Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo nifnei si mimcha, vim niflei si mimcha. Lo niflei si mimcha. If it's niflei si, it's mimcha. She'ein ata oisik bo, havi ki am mitzvah azayis. She'ein mafush in the kudah that we're talking about. What's this parasha talking about? This parasha is talking about all of us. We want Torah. And all of a sudden we feel the Torah is so far. I can't get there. Torah. Avoida. It's so far. You look at these people, where they grew up. Chaim Kanievsky had a wife who, all she wanted was she learned Torah. My wife wants me to go there. She wants to move to America. She wants to go there. I'm so far. Torah. I can barely retain what I'm learning. It takes me so long to learn anything. I've barely seen anything. The pasuk says, you think it's far. And you think that the reason why you're not going to be matzliach is because you don't have the right factors, you don't have the right wife, you don't have the right chavruz, you don't have that. You're making a mistake. Lo yimeiv leyomi ki karoiv eilecha adav emoid beficha ubelvav chalasayis. What does it mean beficha loisa lefanecha? See, this medrash means it's in your dal amis. Look, and if you say not that way, you're going to come up echar meiv esim shana, and you're going to say. Nein, it was rechoik of me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, if it was rechoik, it's mimcha. She'ein atosibbo. This is the line I wanted. The reason, what does it mean, she'ein atosibbo? It means, you have only one thing to blame. You didn't maximize what was beficha b'vavcha. Ein atosibbo. That's the only answer. You didn't learn enough. When your wife let you learn, you didn't learn enough. Or with your wife, what was, whatever it was, you didn't do what you're supposed to do with that matzav. With the chavrusa that you were supposed to do. You start in Seder, you barely have time to hit everything your Rebbe is. But what you do it, clinch it. Matzliach, go do it. Amaftiach. Karav eilech adov mioi. It's like a sulam. We're going to touch up, how is it a sulam? But can you hear it's a sulam? It's a ladder. It's like the road that we saw. It's going to bring you guaranteed to call a Torah kula. This is the measure. This is the first measure. This is our sugya. Loin eflesi mimcha. We have to learn how to be the chochem, not the ksilim. If we're in the chochem, we guarantee the success. This is where the success lies. It's starting now, we're on the way. The problem is, we're always looking like the ksilim. Ein the ksilim, but ksilim heart. Tzach chazal. L'infleisi memucho, l'chokei, kikorev eilech adav ma'oid, b'ficho b'vav chalaseis.
Where's the second? Where's the second? It's the measure says it's